The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A transport commentator and CEO of the RIAC, Conor Faughnan, is with me to talk about driving abroad and driving a car that is hired, not owned by you.
Yeah.
Now, why is the price coming down?
Better news story this year. The last couple of years, this time of year, we've been talking about really expensive hire car, particularly for inbound tourists to Ireland, some Americans being quoted crazy prices, and bad all over Europe. It appears to be fixed. The issue there was a shortage of stock coming out of COVID. You may remember there was a shortage of microchips and the whole supply chain was shut down or slowed down. So they seem to be over that hump, and right across Europe, prices are back and availability is back more or less to what it was pre-pandemic.
Now, when you book online, and you can have any number of people at any given airport that will offer you a price, they offer you the simplest price, don't they? The basic.
Yeah. So overall prices have come down, but car hire is still a pain. You have to sign more documents than if you were buying the darn thing. You worry about being scammed and you worry about being hit with extras, and they're all true. So you do need to do your planning. If you're bringing a family, for example, a baby seat, you will need to book that in advance and be prepared to be overcharged for the darn thing.
You could nearly buy this.
You could nearly buy it. Likewise with excess insurance, you will need a credit card rather than a debit card. The car hire company will pre-authorise typically 800 or 1,000 euro, and they'll take that from you if any damage has occurred. Now, you can buy their extra insurance product, but it's expensive. You can have your own car hire excess product that you buy in Ireland.
And this could be a multi-trip for the whole year.
Yeah, very good value. Cost you about 50 quid, maybe 55 quid. Covers you for any car you hire during the year, and that's great. Great peace of mind if you have that. But otherwise, you will be paying the car hire company's prices, or you'll be taking the risk.
Now, when you hire a car, they'll say, you might go for a Ford Focus, for example.
Yeah.
Then you arrive and it's not a Ford Focus at all. It's a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
They can do that, can't they?
They can do that or similar, they'll say. So just if it's important to you, be careful to order an automatic if it's an automatic that you need.
Mind you, hybrid will do the job.
Hybrid will do the job. But we got a lot, for example, of inbound Americans, and they order, you know, I can drive stick. They'll order a manual car because it's cheaper, and they find out on the airport roundabout they can't drive it at all. So, you know, maybe that's not you, but if you need an automatic car, you do need to specify that. Otherwise, it'll be like for like. You won't get the car that you see on the website.
There are other extras. They talk about tires and windscreen, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You'd imagine that in the basic cover, that if your windscreen gets smashed by a truck passing by that throws up a stone and smashes it, you'd be covered, but you're not.
You're not necessarily, or there may be an excess, but again, your car hire excess policy will cover all of that if they try to gouge you. The other thing that's standard is breakdown cover on the roadside. They'll all provide that as well. All of those things become issues if you're in your own car, which is a different sport, so to speak, but if you're taking your car across to France, you'll need to look at things like your insurance and breakdown cover, which, you know, if you need, you'll need badly.
Okay, so generally speaking, if you hired a car last year, it should be cheaper this year.
It should be cheaper across the piece, and much cheaper than 2022 when it went crazy altogether and there were nutty prices. So it improved last year. It appears to be completely fixed this year. And the other thing is that Ireland is no longer an outlier as expensive. A year ago, 2 years ago, our price rises were the worst in Europe. Inbound tourists felt really gouged in Ireland. Actually, there was a study done in the UK. Well, the Examiner did something in February, and I think the Daily Mail did a big ring around in the UK, checking lots of different cities around Europe. And Dublin came out significantly cheaper than Rome, Milan, Paris, a lot of the sort of common
news.
Malaga even. So it, actually, for inbound tourists, the experience will be better in Ireland this year price-wise.
Hopefully, because as you say, there was such a shortage that people were going north of the border to hire a car to drive south.
Yeah, well, the industry had a real excuse, but that has sort of washed through. The Irish industry is still saying there could be a price surge in July and August. They're complaining about a VAT privilege that they lost last year, which is a complicated thing, but it's around if you only own the car for 3 months or 6 months, which is important for these guys because they're predicated on doing, you know, a big fleet that turns over quickly. So that feeds into their business model. They're giving out, still sore about it from last year, and they say there might be expensive prices in Ireland for that reason. But it looks definitely better than it was.
Finally, let's talk about driving your own car. You are insured across the EU if you're insured in Ireland, are you?
Yes, but you must tell your insurance company that you're travelling. There should be no extra charge. If you don't tell your insurance company that you're travelling, then the catch is you'll only have the legal minimum insurance in whatever country you're in, even if you're comprehensive at home. So
if you tell them, you carry all of your perks with
you. Carry all of your perks, and there should be no additional cost. Now, there may be an additional cost for things like breakdown cover, for example. That's often a separate built-in product, and your Irish breakdown cover may not work for you in France. You'll need to look at that.
Now, what about driving on the other side of the road? Your headlights pointing in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's not as true as it used to be. And nowadays, they're more adaptable. There'll even be a switch on the dashboard, so you don't have to buy the old beam deflectors that people remember from yesteryear. Driving on the wrong side of the road, if you haven't done it before, it's a little nerve-wracking. It's not
come
quite
to
as
a roundabout,
difficult
it gets tricky.
Yeah, and roundabout rules can differ. In France, they may have a thing signposted priorité à droite, which means the roundabout has right of way, switched between the approach road having right of way. It depends on the country you're in. I had the privilege of driving in Athens last week. I can tell you that feels like a very Darwinian free-for-all compared to places like Ireland or France. And the other thing is you have to respect local laws. If you are in Athens, I dare say, you know, the local cops are one type of animal. Don't get stopped by French traffic police. It's never a pleasant experience. And there's some compulsory equipment that you have to carry, things like warning triangles, etc. Yeah. It's very easily listed on lots and lots of the websites, including my old friends in the AA. But do comply with all of those rules if you're driving in France.
I once drove around the Arc de Triomphe, and all I can say to anyone contemplating that is, courage, mon ami.
Courage, mon ami, oui. But I think you're better off as a pedestrian watching it from the top, and you can spend all afternoon doing that.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, CEO of the RIAC. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.